Hello? Satnam. Satnam, who's there?
Satnam.
Guru Atma. Guru Atma?
Yes.
Hi, dear. And who else?
Satnam.
Satnam, welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah. And who else?
Kehad Kar.
Who was that, Jaihari?
Kehad.
Oh, Kehar. Satnam Kehar. And who else?
Haridas.
Hi, Haridas. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Good. So, there are just a few of us here, but I think we're going to go ahead and get started, okay? Okay, so please sit straight. Long deep breath. Eyes at the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Om Namo Buddhaya. Inhale long and deep. Breathe long and deep. Begin heart breath, long deep breath, exhaling from your heart. Please send it to all the people who are on this phone call or who will listen to it. And now, especially, I would love to have everybody really send heart breath to Amritkar. You know, she's usually with us for every phone call. But as you may or may not know, she is having difficulty. And so her telephone is not on right now. She's having a major challenge, so please send heart breath to her. And please include her in our group. Good. Now inhale and exhale. And please keep her in your healing prayers and in your healing presence. Okay, don't stop. Okay, because she's going through something big because her destiny is quite huge. Okay, so stay with her. Okay, so now here is, was somebody asking a question? No, I guess it was just the echo. Okay, so now here's Baba Siddhichand. Oh my goodness, he's sitting down like at a desk, and he's ready to work. He's like he says, I'm a Mughal executive. Alrighty. So, sir, what do you have in mind today? He says, we're building a new order. He says, forget that old Bush's new order. Forget that. He says, this is a new order. He says, free of theft. Free of anarchy. He said, it's the most organized new order that you could possibly imagine. He says, this order that you are going to see is, excuse me, I got distracted. It started to snow here. He said, this new order that you are going to see, he says, it's not like a takeout order. No, no. He says, it's putting things in order, putting things in shape in the free and the most free and foremost way that you could possibly imagine. He says, there's order to the universe, but he says, you earthlings, you often forget that there's order to the universe. He says, that's because sometimes it turns out so pooky, in your opinion. He says, but in fact, the order is changing, changing from misalignments to real alignments. He says, and that comes as a result of knowing who you are. Says that's the reason Kundalini Yoga and Kundalini Yoga meditation, heartfelt presence, and purity within your own self is so very important. He says this cannot, he says this new order is present. He says it carries elements of the, quote, old order. But he says, basically, it is free, it is open, it is connecting. He says, there's a new change and there's a new amalgam. And he says that we can, as he said before, we are coming more and more to be able to tune into that order. And we do that by hugging each other. That's a happy thing. He says, we can hug each other, we can stay in meditation, we can be present, and he says, know the truth that everything that feels sad is actually a cover for incredible joy. He says, so if you're feeling mad, sad, worried, upset, understand that that is the transformation point to take you to the higher lesson, the broader lesson, the deeper lesson, to enact change. He says, change is not really so bad, you know. He says, a lot of people are afraid of it. That's because our routines, our current order, our habitual orders, now are often keep us very attuned, sort of in a minuscule way. He says, but he says that is a kind of a false security, a false security. He says the real order, the real security, the real habit is in listening and feeling and knowing from this depth within. It is similar to, it is the same as listening to soul. It is the same as listening to him. It is the same as being with Mother Planet. And it certainly is the same as listening to Yogi Bhajan. Yogi Bhajan says, hi. He's here. He says, Sat Nam. He's... oh, what a cutie. He says, I'm not teaching today, but I'm very happily listening, he says, because Baba Siddhichand's got it all under control. Okay. He says that we are very blessed in order to be able to open ourselves in this way, to get in the habit. He keeps reiterating this. The new habit, The new habit is listening, feeling, and knowing from the depth of you. He says, that is your new habit. He says, the old habit is doing things as a routine. He says, the routine will not work. Routines will be broken. He says, so make sure you switch your security from routine to listening. He keeps saying that. Be sure to switch your security from routine to listening. Okay? Because he says it will be so palpable. You will be able to feel the direction. You will be able to know it. And that will be the joy. The joy will be living in this very, very beautiful, totally qualified quantum leap to the blessing of who you are. And that is being one with nature, being one with the heavens, and being one with the earth. He says it's painful now when you cannot access that unity. He says that unity is all important. Otherwise, you slip and fade. He says you don't want to slip and break your hip. He says no. He says you want to. He says you want to be ice skating with me. He says it's so fun. So fun. And it's not like you have never done this. He says, my dear ones, you know we have done this before. And you know how fun it is. And you know the beauty and the calmness and the swiftness without being overcome. Just the pure joy of it. He says, you get that when you be in the present. When you be in the present and you say, this thing is not going to annoy me. This thing is not going to put me off my center. I am going to be in my center, and I'm going to allow the situation to move through me. I am going to move with the solution. I'm not going to have to. He says the solution will come in your thoughts, and you do engage your thinking mind, but not from a fear viewpoint. He says you listen. And this is where the amalgam comes in. You listen, and you feel, and you know, and you allow your thinking mind to be present and dance with it, and let go of the fear. Say goodbye to old cherished fears, and move with it. He says it's such an important and such a fun dance. It is so fun. He says, so if you get in the habit of this, when other people go through very deep-seated fears, when they go out of their minds with fears and insecurities, you're going to be going, oh, but this is the most fun time. This is the most creative time. This is the unraveling of a junk to finally be getting to the beautiful present, the gift within, which is the unity. And this is very important, to be able to live closely, kindly, and totally united with that gift in others. He says it's a beautiful energy flow, and you can't believe how much you are. He says if you're not enjoying it yet, you won't believe how much you will enjoy it. He says, now I know that every one of you listening to this has had this experience. He says, yes, you have. You just search your memory and you will see. He says, even if you have had that feeling only just after your sadhana, that's okay. He says, stay in that feeling. Stay in that knowing. Stay in that perception all day long. And with everybody that you come in contact with, that includes your children, your spouse, the people you work with, no matter how crummy and screamy they are, don't forget, no matter how crummy and screamy they appear to get, he says, when you live in your, what he's calling your center, for lack of a better word, when you live in that presence of you, the big you, that presence of heart, it is so down to earth, so authentic, but it is totally unlimited. When you live in that, he says, and do your heart breath, he says, you know that everybody around you is going to change. He says, never ever feel that you are separated. You are not separated. He says, that means that whatever energy you bring to a situation has an effect on the whole situation. Don't forget, there is this beautiful earth power here. Please do not escape it. He says, you are never a victim. He says, even if you hit up against very difficult karmas, he says, regard them as karmas. Regard them as instructions on the Milton Bradley game board, he says. And move through them from my and your soul and all of our creative beings, very creative and wonderful solution energies. He says it's totally creative, and that's why it's so fun. He says you never know what to expect. So be sure that you understand that not knowing what to expect is fun. It's an adventure rather than not knowing what to expect, leading to insecurity. Do you see how you're making that switch there? He says, enjoy it. He says, the time to make that presence and to make that habit of pure connection is now. He says, the time is now. So please don't forget. So now he's just asking you to breathe long and deep. To feel that presence right now. Feel it in your heart. And let it spread to the rest of your body. Let it spread to your consciousness. Unite your consciousness and your thinking mind and your body as all one organism. One all-attuned organism. It's so fun living on Earth, he says. Once you get the hang of it, you can't believe how fun it is. He says, let the joy come up from your heart. Come up through your heart. He said, it's pure joy, and it doesn't cost anything, you know. It doesn't cost anything. And keep up the breath, keep up the joy. He says, that's the reason I'm a business mogul, because I know how to connect things. I know how to connect things for the most beautiful ends, for the most productive process. Calls it, for the most productive process. He says, and by you uniting with who you are, he says, you tap right into that and you become fully, fully part of that whole processing mechanism. That's your wealth on every level. So stay in that, please, he says, because I want to have fun with everybody. feel the joy come up, feel the connection come up. Oh, and Yogi Bhajan is here and he says, yes, this is what I have taught you. I've taught you well. Please, please do this. Know it. Understand it. Love it. Live it. And he says, live it so that you may teach it. Certainly sounds like him. And continue to send this energy also to Amrit. Include her in it. Good. Feel it in every part of you, starting from your heart and radiating out. Every part of you, every part of your family, all your friends, all your business associates, and especially to those who don't get it and would love to see harm come to you. Send it to them. You can't believe the differences that it'll make. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. Good. And now let everything integrate. Let it all settle. He says, and claim it. Not squish it, he says, but just acknowledge it. Be one with it. Know this is who you are. No difference. No difference. But it takes consciousness, it takes intent, it takes awareness. Okay? So you do your practices, your very beautiful spiritual practices, and then this is how you keep them during the day. You keep that energy during the day and continue to integrate it through your whole system. On all levels. He says, so now, you got it? He says, so do a happy dance with me. He says, do a happy dance. He's such a cute. Okay, so now, does anybody have any questions or comments about that?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
As he was sharing,
is this Prof Money?
Yes.
Hi, dear. Yes.
Hi.
Go ahead.
You know, in the words of in Aramaic, the word that was translated "repent" means to go back to that phase, to the heart breath, to return to the oneness. And
no kidding.
No. So repent, and for the kingdom is at hand. What Baba Sirtan shared is exactly that, just in a slightly different nod.
Oh, how wonderful.
And the word kingdom is a feminine noun, and it means return back to the inner knowing that you are one with the one, and to listen.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah. It's a confirmation, indeed.
Wow. I love that. And I'm just being so sorry that it got misinterpreted so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that it means remembering who you are, remembering where you're from?
Yeah, the word repent actually means return. Return back to that original self, to the I am presence that is one with the universal I am presence.
I love it. I love it.
And let it guide you And that's the kingdom, is that guiding intelligence within to live in the kingdom, is to abide by that intuitive knowing of our oneness with the Creator and let that be our guidance.
Oh, thank you so much, dear.
Yeah, and then the primal prayer of the Semitic path is the Shema, which means listen. It's listen, understand, get it. It's all one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So in a way, by hearing Baba Suri Chan say that, it helps me to refresh the Semitic path, which is saying the same thing.
I love it. I love it. Well, as we said before, you know, this is what they call, how can I say, the heart of mysticism. This is it.
Yes.
And mysticism is a great big word that just means just what we've been talking about. That's what it's about. That's the whole truth of the thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, is there anybody else who'd like to make a comment or a question?
I excuse me, I would. I have a question.
Who is
this? This is Tadanam. Uh-huh. In this new order that's coming, is it going to be a gradual, or is it going to be like, okay, like flipping a switch one day, we're going to, you know, see this? You know, because we hear all these things, you know, like our currency is changing, everything is changing. You know, is this new order a gradual thing? And how do we get through the politics that seem to be covering, you know?
Okay, he says it's already begun. He says, isn't it exciting? It's already begun. He says, the politics, don't worry about the politics. He says, you turn it on, look at it like, you look at it like a football game. He says, don't get involved in it. He says, the politics have to turn upside down, don't you know? He says, the politics can't support anything because the politics is on one level an attempt for people to help one another, support one another for the common good. He says, but what's really behind these politics is a great deal of theft. He says, so your structure is not it's not oriented to the greater cosmic flow. He says, and that's the reason why he's asking you to let go of the old habits that seem to make us secure. that means letting go of relying on the politics, relying on the corporations. He calls it relying on the heartfelt abuses of society, which means what he's saying is sorting out people according to class, according to gender, according to race, according to... He says that's a pile of poop. He says you all have one soul. And so now he is asking you, he's saying revert, just like Rachmani said, repent or return. He says, this is the time to get your total breadth and depth of security from the flow within. He says the other stuff is going to, he says it's going to shake, rattle, and roll. He says it's going to tumble down. So he says, don't call it a switch. He says, begin your habit now. It is available at this time, at this moment. Create the habit so that you are steady, so that you are secure, so that you are flowing. He says, so the flowing through the abysmal rest, he calls it. Let's see what that means, abysmal rest. Oh, what he's saying is that as the institutions as the institutions go to rack and ruin, he says people may become catatonic catatonic, they may go into shock. That's what the abysmal rest is. He says, but you don't have to do it. He says, you can find the joy. He says, you will find the joy in knowing, in believing, and understanding, and flowing from this pure place that is totally connected. And that's the reason why he's asking you to do it now. So it will be a habit. Mm. So it is a habit. So that all the other, he calls it insignificant stuff, so that you are not relying on the insignificant stuff that no longer will, can even pretend to be our connector anymore. Does it answer it, Sadhanam?
Yeah, so the, like how the change is appearing, you know, like, okay, it sounds like this side wins, that side loses, you know, this side loses, this side wins. But is it true that that the flow is something that's deeper than how it's appearing on the surface of one side winning and one side losing?
Beyond.
So it's not so much, you know, like whatever steps we're going through, it's just an inkling of what's underneath? Is that true?
What steps are you talking about?
You know, like the change, like maybe in healthcare and, you know, what we're going through right now, you know, the big switch in that. I mean, that's just like on the surface, but underneath there's something deeper.
Oh, yeah. He says it's much deeper. He says you will no longer be able to rely on Big Daddy, which is government. He says what you rely on is what is within.
Mm-hmm.
And what is within will take you where you need to go.
And heal us, right?
And heal us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He says, excuse me, I'm getting distracted. It's turning into a blizzard here.
Ooh.
He says all of that is superficial stuff. He says, Mr. Obama has done magnificently. You cannot imagine what he has done behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. He has done magnificently. And what he has done behind the scenes, he says, is coming from that universal flow.
Okay.
But, he says, healthcare, as it is now, is basically an institution.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a paradigm of health. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh. So from the flow comes a paradigm of health, mm-hmm. which includes energetic healing, it doesn't throw out the baby with the bathwater. He says modern medicine has some very good things to it. He says, but it is only married to those things. He says, as the access to that technology changes, he says people will need to begin to rely on the paradigm of health, which means opening to a quality of health which the world has not seen for a very long time. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are over time, so God bless you, and thank you for your questions.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now sit straight, and we're going to our closing song. Long deep breath through the third eye, continuing to keep Amrit in intention, keeping her in that paradigm of health. And the paradigm of flow. Adding mutual support. Inhale. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you, guide your way on, guide way on. Inhale. Sat Nam. And bowing to the presence of that process, knowing who you are, coming from that flowing. God bless you all. Keep up and have a wonderful time this week. Do your happy dances. Don't forget. Okay. Sat Nam. Bye-bye.